I've been working on this interesting subject matter that you've heard somewhat about, but there's another part of it that many people aren't aware of, and that is that there is the good seed and the bad seed, okay? And we're going to see that tonight. So allow me to read some interesting facts that I looked up on seeds. I mean, literal seed that you go and plant a tree with. And I thought, I wonder if there's such a thing as bad seeds. So I went online and did my research, and here's what I found out. The first note about seeds is that they are something that you can get and know that you have them, because just like when you can smell bad fruit or vegetables, you can smell bad seeds the same. The first one, like I said, is the bad seed is an invasive plant. The evil one can be an invasive spirit. Would you agree? Mm-hmm. So there's some real neat correlations with God's word and the physical seed. Check this next thing out. Just like I said, you can smell the rot on fruit and vegetables. You can smell it on the seeds as well. And so you'll know when you've got bad seeds. Also, it says about seeds that the good seed is pure of the chosen variety. And what does God say about us? We are his chosen people. We're that variety, okay? And free of weed seeds. So there are bad seeds, believe it or not. Amen to the Creator. Now, as far as the good seed and the bad seed goes, what I'm going to share with you tonight is going to be part one, because there's a lot more to this, but we're going to keep it down to two parts. So in the beginning, as a metaphor, God uses the term seed to describe our relationship with him, his family, and against Satan's crew. This is the metaphor that God uses good seed and bad seed for. So let's look at an interesting comparison between the two wives of Abraham, who is the father of us all, okay? And this is what we call an allegory or a hidden meaning. Yes, women and snakes don't get along, but that's not the real hostilities, which are spiritual, between Satan and the woman, as we'll see, Satan being the snake. In Galatians, we will see the two wives of Abraham and the two sons born through them. Paul uses the scripture to show the difference between being born into slavery by human effort as opposed to being born into freedom by the work of God through the Holy Spirit. So, for starters, I need us all to go to Galatians chapter 4. And remember, we're going to be seeing what exactly the bad seed is all about, and we know who that is, and his henchmen or his crew, and the good seed. So in Galatians chapter 4, drop down to verse 21. I'll be reading this out of the NLT. Tell me, who want to live under the law? Do you know what the law actually says? The scriptures say that Abraham had two sons, one from his slave wife and one from his freeborn wife. The son of the slave wife was born in a human attempt to bring about the fulfillment of God's promise. But the son of the freeborn wife was born as God's own fulfillment of his promise. Verse 24. These two women served as an illustration of God's two covenants. The first woman, Hagar, represents Mount Sinai, where people received the law that enslaved them. And now Jerusalem is like Mount Sinai in Arabia, because she, that first woman, and her children live in slavery to the law. Thank God we're not under it. Verse 26, but the other woman, Sarah, represents the heavenly Jerusalem. She is the free woman, and she is our mother. As Isaiah said, rejoice, childless woman, you who have never given birth, break into a joyful shout, you who have never been in labor, for the desolate woman now has more children than the woman who lives with her husband. Verse 28, and you, dear brothers and sisters, are children of the promise, just like Isaac, but you are now being persecuted by those who want to keep the law, just as Ishmael, the child born by human effort, persecuted Isaac, the child born by the power of the Spirit. But what do the scriptures say about that? Fair question. Get rid of the slave and her son, for the son of the slave woman will not share the inheritance with the free woman's son. So, dear brothers and sisters, we are not children of the slave woman. We are children of the free woman. What a comforting thing to know as far as that goes. As far as any kind of homework, I would ask that you read Ephesians 5:22 through 32. Paul's message to the Galatian Christians has caused them either to accept the message of faith in Christ, and for that, let's look at real quick Galatians 1:6, please. Galatians chapter 1 and verse 6. I am shocked that you are turning away so soon from God, who called you to himself through the loving mercy of Christ. You are following a different way that pretends to be the good news. That's the mistake. It's pretending to be the good news. But we're deceived by false teachers, claiming they also needed to follow the law of Moses in order to be saved, and that's not true. Now, in Galatians, go over to chapter 2 and go to verse 4, please. Let's look at what this says. Even that question came up only because of some so-called Christians, they're false ones, really were secretly brought in, they sneaked in to spy on us and take away the freedom we have in Christ Jesus. They wanted to enslave us and force us to follow their Jewish regulations. Isn't that interesting? So, again, from whose seed are we from? That was the question. Are we from? And the proof is in the Holy Spirit within us. We have that Holy Spirit. That's our proof, okay? And it's manifested in the very fruit of the Spirit, such as we know speaking in tongues, to name one of the nine manifestations of that Spirit. Now, someone asked, how can Satan, who cannot reproduce, have seed? Again, a fair question. The answer, again, lies in the spiritual realm. Let's see what the Apostle Paul says in Galatians chapter 3, if you can go there, and go down to verse 26, please. So you see, God gives us plenty of instructions and plenty of information to know the difference for us today. Back then, they were listening to different folks, and it was dependent on what they believed that would either enslave them or set them free. So Galatians 3:26 says, for you are children of God through faith in who? Jesus Christ. And all who have been united with Christ in baptism have put on Christ like putting on new clothes. Now go to verse 29. And now that you belong to Christ, you belong to Christ, you are the true children of Abraham. You are his heirs, and God's promise to Abraham belongs to you and I. Bottom line, belongs to you and I. We are baptized into Christ. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. What was going on in those Bible times, such as racial differences, monetary statuses, or where one was brought up, is happening today. Things have not changed, just technology, if you will. But those same issues with races against race happen today. Oh, I make more money than that person, so I need to live in this area. All that junk then goes on today. It's a reality. But we will read that Jesus goes on to explain that Satan has spiritual offspring also. So now let's go to John chapter 8, please. And if anybody would know, it would be Jesus Christ. And in John chapter 8, let's go down to verse 38. And again, this is Jesus Christ speaking. And I love his frankness in how he puts things. He doesn't mince his words. I am telling you what I saw when I was with my father. But you are following the advice of your father. Mm-hmm. Our father is Abraham. They declared, no, Jesus replied, for you were really the children of Abraham. If you were really the children of Abraham, you would follow his example. Instead, you are trying to kill me because I told you the truth, which I heard from God. Abraham never did such a thing. No, you are imitating your real father. They replied, well, we aren't illegitimate children. God himself is our true father. Jesus told them, if God were your father, you would love me because I have come to you from God. I am not here on my own, but he sent me. Why can't you understand what I am saying? It's because you can't even hear me. You heard of this, the term falling on deaf ears. For you are the children of your father, the devil. And you love to do the evil things he does. He was a murderer from the beginning. He always has hated the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, it is consistent with his character. For he is a liar and the father of lies. So when I tell you the truth, you just naturally don't believe me. Which of you can truthfully accuse me of sin? And since I'm telling you the truth, why don't you believe me? 47. Anyone who belongs to God listens gladly to the words of God, but you don't listen because you don't belong to God. Now, if that ain't cold facts in your face, I don't know what is. So, in conclusion, for now, like I said, this is part one. We have Abraham's seed, which has brought us all the way to Christ in us, the hope of glory. We belong to the greatest family of all, the family of God. And Jesus Christ is coming us back, is coming back to bring us, to the greatest family reunion. Amen.
Amen.
Gracious Heavenly Father, I thank you for us following after and being from the good seed, Father. And we know that the wiles of the evil one and what he tries to plant in people's hearts is lies, as we heard the manifestations, falsities of the world and other junk, Father. So I just pray right now that each one of us can help those that are looking for the one true God find the one true God through your word, through testimonies, and through prayer, Father, and that we know what the evil one is up to. So those seeds are under our feet as we smash them and crush them, Father, because it is your word, your love, your thoughts, your ways that are always going to be preeminent in our lives and show us what we should do and who we are. And I just thank you again for every heart here and those who have called in the powerful saving name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.